all students can benefit from exposure to learning strategies. So I strongly believe there is a place for strategies instruction to be woven and integrated into the content instruction that is taking place in the general education classroom. It's important to teach adolescents with learning disabilities learning strategies to empower them to independently approach and navigate the curriculum demands that they encounter in the general education classroom. What we have found through our research is that often these students haven't acquired ways to approach their academic work. And so what we need to do is to explicitly carve out time to teach strategies to them. There's several reasons why teachers may not teach strategies. Number one, teachers are under enormous pressure to teach large volumes of content in order to meet state standards and guidelines, and now the Common Core state standards. And there's more content than there is time. And this pressure then causes them to invest most of their time in teaching the content as opposed to taking part of that time and invest it in teaching students how to learn the content or apply some specific strategies that would enable them to independently learn the material. Secondly, learning strategies appear to be pretty simple and straightforward, somewhat common sense. And indeed, all of us use strategies in one form or another. What we don't recognize sometimes is that for students who struggle in learning, it's not merely a matter of being familiar with the strategy and have a working knowledge of it and then go ahead and apply it through a trial and error method. But rather, students who are struggling in learning need to be taught the strategies at an explicit, direct level.